I'm back. Yeah, I'm back on the road again, coming home from work. It's been almost 3 weeks since I've done this. Just a day or two short of 3 weeks. And man, crazy. And I haven't thought about work one day. Okay, so maybe I did think about it a little bit, but really not that much. Yeah, I had my BlackBerry with me, and I checked emails every once in a while, but there was nothing going on. I didn't get too many. So, but yeah, I had an amazing experience being with my father during his last days on the earth here. And it was a great bonding experience with my brothers and mom. We were all there, and there was so much that happened in that last week, lots of stories and things. I don't know that I'll go over everything here, but it was just the best possible circumstance that it could be in. I mean, it was at home and everyone was there, and we were able to be there, you know, as he passed and stuff. So, you know, he was suffering, so it was good. But yeah, he'll be missed. A lot of people came to visit. He influenced a lot of people. I mean, he was something else, I'm telling you. You know, he spent many years as a junior high school counselor, and he helped kids improve their self-esteem. I mean, he basically saved kids' life. And kids, junior high counselors are miracle workers, and him especially. I mean, he just was super friendly and positive, and always had a positive attitude. And he had this thing about rainbows, where he was always using rainbows as a symbol to help kids have hope and teach them that they're unique and there's always a rainbow after the storm, and just a certain thing. And he was called the Rainbow Man. They gave him rainbows. He had rainbows all over his office. And yeah, he was known as the Rainbow Man or Coach Rainbow because he helped with football teams, my high school football team, with visualization and helped them get ready for the games. And yeah, they loved him. And so, you know, we had a funeral in Utah where we're living, and he was a big BYU fan, so even BYU football players came to see him before he died. Ryan Correa, the top running backs, and Josh Asada, the tight end. They were really nice. The head of athletic department came, BYU athletic department, the head of the Cougar Club. My mom and dad were volunteers at the Legacy Hall. They gave tours of the athletic department and all the stuff that happened at BYU. And so they were known by lots of people. And in fact, they got a big BYU flag and had everybody sign it. They, you know, all the, you know, students and sports teams and people on the athletic department, and just everybody signed it. And they wanted to give it to him before he died, and they were working on it for a while, and they didn't make it. They can't. They brought it over the day he died. But we told them about it. In fact, because they told us that it was going around and they were going to bring it over. So when we told him about it, he got all excited, and he was super excited. Well, it was the perfect drop of a big white flag with the blue circle and the white Y in the middle, and the perfect drop over his blue casket. Got him a blue BYU blue casket, and it was great. and a rainbow flower bouquet that sat on top of it. There was these different colors of flowers in a rainbow pattern. It was amazing. And it was a wonderful service that my mom put together. She organized it, musical numbers and everything. And then we had him, we drove him down to Arizona, where he was born and grew up, and had lots of friends and relatives and people that loved him there. So we had a memorial service in the mortuary there, and again, musical numbers, our brother sang the song he wrote, and then we allowed people to just share memories of Dad, and people got up and shared things. It was really, really neat. But then towards the end of service, it started to rain. I mean, we're in Arizona. It was sunny most of the time. It doesn't rain very often, but we hear this pitter-patter on the roof. We're like, oh, no, it's raining. And then it's like, and then it gets louder and louder, and it's a downpour, you know? Like, oh, great, you know? So we had to carry him out, like the casket out to the hearse, you know, in the rain, and people were kind of getting ready to get out in their cars. And so we made it out to the cemetery, and, you know, classic funeral where it's a bunch of umbrellas. You know, there was a cover there, but it was raining. It kind of let up a little bit, but we had a little service there. And then, sure enough, the sun came out, and right when the service was over, before they lowered him in, the most spectacular rainbow appeared that I've ever seen. And it was just amazing. It was a full rainbow. It was like extra thick. It had like extra layers or something. It was just amazing. It was just a perfect sign of hope, and that, you know, someone up there cares. And it was just a neat, neat experience. So that was my dad, and he'll be missed. But we'll carry on and use his death as a memory of his life, and it'll help me to be better and to be more like him, because he was friendly to everyone. So that's the story of where I've been over the last 3 weeks. A lot more to it, but I'll save that for another time. I did start another blog because, you know, blogs are so easy to start. So where people could share memories of him. So it's robertwilliamsmemories.wordpress.com. And I started putting stuff in there. You can post by calling in like this with the phone number. I just posted the phone number and code right there on the side. Or you can send it to this email that they, it's a random email that they generate, and it'll post. So I thought that was fun. We also had people write, we had a sign-in sheet, and then we had sheets of paper where people could write their memories. And so I plan to scan those in there so people can see those. So we'll see. Fun. All right. Well, it's good to be back, and I'll just keep at it here on the Rex blog. Thanks for listening.